everybody. Good morning and welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat and Like with Jesse Blanco. That airs weekends on WJCL-TV as we gear up for season 16. Season 16 of our little old local slash regional television show. Very excited about that. On the other end of the line of this electronic situation is my dear friend, Margaret. We call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing well. And I need to throw some flowers at myself because I am very proud of beginning a 16th season of local television here in this market. I never thought in a million years when we started this contraption all those years ago that it would be so, but here we are.
That's amazing. What a milestone.
Thank you. Yeah. A lot of blood, sweat, tears, very literally blood, sweat, tears, and hard work. But you know, as they say, if you love what you do, it doesn't feel like work, right?
Correct.
There are days where you just don't feel like it, but that's anybody, you know?
Anybody and any career and any situation.
Indeed, indeed. Well, the calendar has flipped to September. We have crossed the threshold that is Labor Day. We have officially entered Maggie Crenshaw's definition of summer, which is this month. If you were with us a couple of weeks ago, I posed the question, when is the end of summer to you? Is it back to school? Is it Labor Day or is it October 1st? And you said it is October 1st, period. And would you like to share the reason why? Be nice.
Well, for local islanders, particularly those of us who have been here a really long time, we suffer through the humidity and the heat and the crowds. And then, you know, after Labor Day, all of that, you know, sort of relents and it's just time for us to come back out and breathe and enjoy what the island has to offer without the challenges.
The humidity in the crowds. I mean, you know, that is what it is. The humidity has certainly dipped. Would you agree? And we're not doing a full weather report here. It's just an observation of mine. The last few days, week or so now, we have had low humidities in the morning. It has felt like fall arrived a smidgen early. Is that fair to say?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have all actually commented on how much lower the humidity is for this time of year. It's typically feels a little bit more like summer than it has.
Yeah.
But I was in Charlotte all last week for a real estate conference, and it was really nice and low humidity there.
I bet. I was down in St. Augustine for almost a full day, a little over a full day, and Wednesday night I was out on the beach where I was staying, like literally a 4-minute walk from the ocean. And right next to my hotel is a Publix. And so I checked into my room. I had some work to do. So I went straight to the little desk in my room and I sat there for about 3 hours getting some stuff I needed to get done. And I look at the clock and it was about 7:20, and I had plans to go to this restaurant back over the bridge in Old Town St. Augustine. And I said, you know what? It's 7:30. By the time I get over there, it's after 8:00. I'm not feeling it. I'm going to figure something out around here, knowing that the Publix is next door. So I went outside and I walked over to Publix to get a pub sub. But on that walk, it's literally a 100 yards, maybe the length of a football field from my hotel to the Publix. As I'm walking over there, I'm like, it was a beautiful sunset. It was a beautiful low humidity evening for Northeast Florida. And I thought, man, this is spectacular. Yeah, I'm getting a sandwich and I'm going to go sit on that veranda. And I sat outside down in Florida and ate my pub sub and barbecue dirty chips Wednesday night, just taking it all in, because that doesn't always happen down in the Sunshine State. But it was beautiful. So nice. And then the next morning I got up to go for a run and it was like humidity was just right back to smacking me in the face. I'm like, man, no bueno, no bueno. But it has been nice. It has been nice and good opportunity to get outdoors here in the low country. Yes.
Yes.
You have plans for the beach this month?
I'm probably going today. My daughter is coming into town.
Today?
Uh-huh.
Well, you say that like you're disappointed.
Oh, I didn't mean it to come out that way.
You're like, my daughter's sleepy. Yeah.
My daughter's coming in today.
There you go.
She's actually on her way right now. We're going to go to work out with my trainer together. And then she wants to go to the beach. So I think it's looking like it's going to be a good day for that. So
that's cool. That's cool. Very nice. This weekend we've got one of the big ones. There's I laugh at how many festivals there are over on your island. Especially this time of year, it's like festival season for real.
Festival season. Yep.
This month there's a bunch. Next month there's a big bunch. I'm judging the chili cook-off on October the 11th. There's the Italian festival, Italian Heritage, on October the 18th. The Oyster Festival is a couple of weeks beyond that, first weekend, I believe, of November. But this weekend is one that is probably, as all of the festivals go, a little bit on the newer side, and it's the Hilton Head Island Shrimp Festival. That's happening Saturday afternoon at the Yacht Basin at Harbortown, darling. But it's a wonderful, wonderful event. You've been, right? I think they've been doing it 7-8 years.
Yes, I have been. Not very, every year, right, but yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It's a good event.
It is a really good event, and I don't think people realize it's one of those, if you don't know, you don't know. I try every year to promote it to the region. Hey, man, this is a very, very good reason to get your car and go spend an afternoon over on Hilton Head Island. And that applies to anybody now, especially if you're in Bluffton or Sun City or Ridgeland and you love shrimp. This is a very, very good opportunity to drive down to Harbortown and enjoy the shrimp there. I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful scene right there on the marina. And they get about, I think it's between 15 and 20 different chefs who prepare a dish using shrimp. And there's a competition, there's judging, there's real judges. I have been a judge all the way up until this year. I'm not judging. I get to enjoy it a little bit more. But then there's also a people's choice. So there's fried shrimp and sauteed shrimp and shrimp corn dog one year was a winner. It's incredibly creative. These chefs are unbelievably competitive. It's funny because I know most of those guys that are chefing over at Sea Pines in the different venues that they have. And they get after it. This is a big point of pride for them. It's, you know, like Lynx against Coast, against Planter's Tavern, Frazier's Tavern. Planter's Tavern is here in Savannah. Frazier's Tavern and all of the different outlets, they compete against each other, plus some chefs from outside. So it's really good food. How often do you get, in the big picture, you live there on the island, I'm guessing you take it a tiny bit for granted unless you're working. How often do you get down to Harbortown just to enjoy it?
You know, my best friend has a boat and her husband is a boat captain. So this summer we averaged at least once a week.
That's cool.
Yes, but I do show property there a lot as well, or I'm running around filming property for clients who don't live here. So, I get there a lot.
Yeah, it's one of those things like me, you know, I get down there when I'm working. I don't ever say, you know what, I'm going to take a lazy afternoon and go sit at the quarter deck outside at Harbortown or whatever. I never do that because it's one of those things that's always there. But it is iconic. Obviously, everybody knows the lighthouse here on Hilton Head Island. But it is one of the more enjoyable chill spots for an afternoon. Is that fair?
That is very fair. That's very fair. It's great. It's great for dining, strolling around with ice cream, shopping, just sitting and looking at the boats, people watching.
Yes.
Grabbing a drink and rocking in a rocking chair.
Yeah. Or rocking with live music that is usually there most of the time in the evenings at any rate.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a good time. Yeah. And the Shrimp Festival, it goes, I think, 1 to 4, 1 to 5. No, never goes to 5. 1 to 4, I want to say, or noon to 4. You can find a link for it at Eventbrite. I think that's where they put their stuff. But it's one price. I didn't check to see what that cost is. It's in the $80 range, but you get unlimited bites of any shrimp dish that they've created all throughout the festival. You want to have 10 of those and 7 of those, you can do that. It's all you can eat. And then beer samples. They give us little glasses. And there's several breweries and distributors represented. So, you know, there's usually, 1 year I was like, I'm going to try every beer. And then you realize that if there's 7 distributors, each of them have, you know, 8 beers, that's 55 samples of beer that you get to try. So I failed miserably in that attempt. But
I was going to say, that's something I think you could accomplish. They're only this big.
They're only this big, and you don't get a full glass anyway. You can go back for as many of those samples as you like. But beer, you know, as I age, dear Maggie, I can't drink so much beer. I get,
well, especially the typically it's warm.
Warm,
event is very warm. It's you know, it's on the lawn and down the corridor of the there's really no tree coverage, so it tends to be warm. So it makes it kind of difficult to eat and drink a lot.
Yeah. And sometimes, again, I was a judge for 7 years, the first 7 years, I think. You know, it's the humidity. You wake up in the morning and the humidities are low. It's like, oh, it feels great. But when you get into that peak window of like 1 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, if the sun's hitting you, you're feeling it, which is something I should mention. I'll be there this weekend. I'm going to go and enjoy it with my family. But dress appropriately. You know, if you get caught in the sun or if you're standing in line for something, you know, you're going to feel it. Don't think that because it's nice in the morning, oh, I'm going to wear my sweater dress. No, don't do that.
No,
don't do that. Don't do that. But it is a very good time. I do highly recommend it. It is one of the, of the ones that I've attended, it's one of the better festivals of the year. On the small side, it does sell out. But it's a good time, and buy your tickets in advance. That would be my pro tip. Get your tickets online in advance, because if you have it, you know, I guess it's a QR code or whatever, you can just walk right in. If you try to wait to buy them when you get there, you're gonna have to wait in line to buy it and then wait in line to go in. I believe that's how they had it set up before. Yeah. I'm not sure how they're gonna do it this year, but save yourself some time and buy that ticket in advance. That way everybody can get in. It will be a good time. Will you, you're on the fence whether you're going to go or not, right?
You know, my friend Beth, shout out to Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, Beth. She told me a while ago to save the date. I think she wants to go.
Save the date.
I think she wants to go. But I have competition that day. I've been asked to attend the Beaufort County Clemson Club rally. They watch the games every Saturday at Local Pie, and my friend Charlie Schroeder, who is in charge of all that, he wants me to make an appearance, because 1 year my daughter received their scholarship for for when she went to Clemson.
Very nice.
So we'll see what shakes out. Yeah.
Well, Clemson didn't shake out last weekend. I was watching that.
So a bunch of heartbreaking stuff that happened this weekend, except my team won.
So did mine. My Hurricanes, my baby Heismans of Coral Gables are looking mighty fine this year, but one game at a time. We'll see how it goes. There's an airplane flying over here, and that never happens. You hear it?
They're coming to get you.
Yeah, yeah. I need to be gotten. I need to be gotten. Lying, cheating, rapscallion that I am. So, bet you didn't have rapscallion on the bingo card, did you?
Nope.
Did not. So, you're going to go to Local Pie, support Clemson. Have we reached a point in your calendar where you like to enjoy eating outside?
Oh, yeah, we're there. Now, you know, like I said, typically September tends to be a little bit warmer. But, yeah, I mean, it's dining. Mm-hmm. Al fresco is really popular right now. And, you know, mm-hmm. you really like to be somewhere outside where you've got a view of the Broad Creek, view of the ocean. And we've mm-hmm. got how many great venues for that? All along Skull Creek.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Hudson's Dockside, mm-hmm. Skull Creek. Boathouse.
Yeah. Benny's on the other side of the rooftop. Benny's. Have you been to that rooftop at Benny's yet? You have.
Yes.
It has a different name.
It does. And they have a different menu.
Oh.
More casual bites.
Nice. No, I've not been up there. Put it on my list to take care of this fall. You and I have this side running list of places that I have either not been in a long time or never been at all that we're going to go to.
Yeah, we've got some. Santa Fe Cafe has a rooftop.
Who?
Smokehouse has a rooftop bar.
I've not been up there.
That's fun. Fun stuff.
I've not been up there. Very cool.
Yeah, and you've got Quarter Deck.
Yep.
Great for sunsets.
Yep. My favorite, frankly, if we're being honest, my favorite sunset on the island, looking back over Dufusky from Quarter Deck, is spectacular.
Mm-hmm. That's the money. Yeah.
I also like the Ocean Lounge over Coast on the other side, on the Atlantic Ocean side there at Sea Pines.
Rooftop again. Yep.
Is a good one for the rooftop there. Get yourself a giant seafood tower and a bottle of something and just go to town.
Is that your rapscallion impersonation?
yes. Yeah, lots of places. And even something as simple as sitting outside a Java Burrito is always a good time right there in the shop that works for
so many places that have mm-hmm. outdoor seating on the sidewalk. Alfred.
Yeah. There's a ton, and this is the time to do it. So we will hopefully meet up at Shrimp Festival. If not, I will be around. I will be gallivanting as I prepare for my season 16 of Eat It Like Jesse Blanco. That will premiere the weekend of October 4-5. Usually I take the month of September to swab the deck and make some new graphics and, you know, buff up the ride a little bit before we get going again and get back into the grind. And then it's, for me, it's a sprint to Christmas. From the beginning of the season to Christmas, it is a sprint. And we've got some big announcements coming. Well, you know, I think, did I tell you? You can't share them here, but I told you what the big announcements are, right? Did I tell you? I may not have even told you. That's how under wraps we're keeping everything. But hopefully, I'm knock on wood, we will be able to roll everything out on October the 6th. That is what I'm hoping for. So
I'll put that on my calendar.
Do that, please. it will be lots of fun to be had, but we'll talk about that down the road. Here goes another airplane. Man, you think there's a manhunt? You think they're looking
for me? Something's happening.
Yeah, I don't know what's up. Tell us what is happening on your island. If we would like to invest in a humble abode, how do we find you?
I'm on the Kaiser Jatan team at EXP Realty, and you can view properties for sale at margaretcrenshaw.com.
Sounds like a plan. Get outside.
Yes.
Enjoy these low humidities. I think Saturday at Shrimp Festival, the high I just looked before we came on here, it's going to be a high of 82. Which is nice. It will be a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day, beautiful weekend. So whatever you do, try to do it outdoors. And make sure you eat it and like it. Is that a good spot to wrap this up?
It's perfect.
Perfect, even.
Icing on the cake.
Icing on the cake. My daughter made a lemon cake last night for my sister's birthday is today.
Oh.
And I saw it in the fridge. Yeah. I saw it in the fridge this morning. I'm like, ooh, that actually looks good. So we will see. Thank you, Maggie.
All right.
Have a wonderful day, week, and enjoy your time with your daughter and the beach and all the surfing you guys will do.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. You enjoy your week.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
See you next time.